If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. And John says this, John the Revelator, he said, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven." Amen. We preached Wednesday night, Brother Rex talking about, we preached on when God gets happy. Amen. And what it means when God gets happy, praise God. Can you just imagine when God's happy? It's kind of like the old saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. Amen. If God ain't happy, I say things are pretty rough around the throne of grace. But I'm glad that we serve a holy and righteous God, and I believe He's happy about all the time. Amen. Because He knows that all He created is good. And He's a good God, and He's there to direct us in a good way. And I got to thinking on this and how great God is. And I want to preach just a little while tonight, a few minutes. It's got to be my help. If you'll pray hard, listen close, and we'll go to the house. But I want to preach on a door. Amen. A door that's been opened. Amen. Praise God. We can see here in the Word of God as John the Revelator is writing to us. And he's talking about a door that's open. He said, it's not just any door, but he said, when I look, he said, it was a door in heaven. I will praise God for that door in heaven, praise the Lord, that we have this evening. And now when we see the Word of God and we see what's transpired up here, and he says, after this, he's talking about after the church age, after the church has come through, and after the church has played out their course in this, praise God, what happens after that? We know that the Bible says that the Laodicean church will be a lukewarm church. Amen? It'll be a church that says they're rich and they're poor. He said there'll be a church that said they're clothed and they're naked. They'll say that they're a church that sees, and he says they're blind and that's outside. Praise God. He said that's where we're going to end up when this thing's said and done. But I'm glad that there's a God of heaven, amen, that don't leave us there. I'm glad we're not a part of those that fall away. We don't have nothing. Listen, young, especially you young, you don't have nothing to go back to. Praise God, just trust in the Lord and go on for His glory. Amen. Just look to the Lord, the author and finisher of your faith, praise God, to help you get where you need to be that you might finish well. And what we need to do is we need to start early.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. We need to start early. If you ain't got started yet, praise God, you need to get started. Serving the Lord, living the Lord, loving the Lord, praise God, and letting Him love on you. Amen. And you can look in this room, Blake and Sarah and these other little ones, praise God. If you look around this room, you can see a whole bunch of old people. Amen. We're getting old, Chris. But you see a lot of old people, praise God. And if they'll go back and they'll be honest with you, they'll tell you, praise God, they wish they would have started serving the Lord and living for the Lord at a younger age.
Amen.
We might, if we had started earlier, we might have been better at it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
Amen. But there's got to be a time and a place when we get started doing right. There's got to be a time and a place that we start looking for that door, amen, that'll make a difference in our lives. Amen. You got to start. You hear what I said? You got to start looking for that door. John wouldn't have seen it if you hadn't have been looking. He said, after it seemed like it had just about to get as bad as it could get, he said, I got to looking, praise God, and I saw a door open. Amen. I remember a story Paul said back in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 16. Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, Paul said this. He said, for a great door and affection was open unto me. Amen. He said, what the door, praise God? He said, it's a great door. He said, an effective. What he said, it was an effective door. He said, that door that was open unto me, praise God, is a door like I've never seen before in my life. Amen. You know how he seen it? Because you got to looking for it. You get to looking for that door, praise God, that door open unto you. And you'll see it. And when you see that great door of the Lord, praise God, it's open for you. Amen. And that effectual door, that door that's effective, that door that's productive, that door that'll make an effect on your life. And when it makes an effect on your life, praise God, it'll affect all the lives around you. Amen. But he said there's a great door and effective. But listen, but he goes on, he doesn't stop there. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Amen. When that great door is open, we get to looking for that great door. God begins to open doors for us. The doors of our heart, the doors of our life, the doors of opportunity. There'll be a lot of adversaries trying to close that door. Amen. There'll be a lot of adversaries that'll be trying to shut you down. There'll be a lot of adversaries that don't like you going in at the door. But I'm glad that I have a Savior, praise God, that is the door.
Amen.
Amen. He tells us in John chapter 10. John chapter 10, he says, he tells us about this great God, this God of glory, amen, that loves us and there for us. Praise God. The one that we have, the one that's that help, as he's that one that's the way in. He said, if you enter in any other door, said you go up as thieves and robbers. But he said, God tells us that there's an effective door, praise God, and if you'll find that door, you can go in and out and find pasture. Amen. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 9, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say, praise God, that effectual door that you find, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, that effective door is a door of salvation.
Amen.
It's a door where you can get in, praise God, and begin to live that blessed hope.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to ask you a question now. Are you saved?
Amen.
Huh? Are you saved? Are you born again? Praise God. Have you entered in through the door? He said, any other way is as thief and robbers. But he said, there's an effective door, praise God. It's a great door, effectual door. Praise God, and it'll make a difference in your life. But he said, there'll be a lot of adversaries. There's a lot of adversaries. There'll be a lot of circumstances that won't want you to go in by the door. A lot of adversaries, praise God, that'll try to keep you from getting that help that you need. There'll be things to try to distract you. Amen?
Amen?
There's a whole lot of distractors in the world, praise God, for keeping us from going in at the door. A lot of distractors keep us going to a place where we can get help. And a lot of people continue to be distracted for a long time. But Paul said, there's a great door and effectual. He said, it's an effective door, praise God. He said, but the adversaries are between me and the door. I wonder tonight how many adversaries is between us and the door. Huh? Those adversaries of the flesh, those adversaries of indecision, this indecisiveness where we just don't know. Amen. And we can't get to the point, praise God, where we just trust in the Lord, praise God, and follow Him. Be led of the Spirit of God. Amen. That great door, an effectual door. I mean, I'm talking about a great door. And it's opened unto all that'll come in. Paul said, I looked and a door was open in heaven. God made a way, praise God, for us to come in.
Amen.
Praise God. But I got to noticing something else in this evening that I was sitting there as I was reading. He said that He is that door. But in Revelation chapter 1, he says, verse 17, he says, fear not, I am the first and the last. He says, I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen? You agree with that? Could you say amen to that?
Amen.
Where's Jesus at this evening? Sitting at the right hand of the Father, amen. Praise God. Who is Jesus this evening? Praise God, He's the truth. He's that door. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen.
Amen. If we're going to get to Jesus, if we're going to get to the Father, we're going to get to heaven, praise God, we've got to come through Jesus. Bless His holy name. But He said, I am alive forevermore, amen, and have the keys of hell and of death. Amen. So what that tells me, youngest, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He is that door, amen, and He has the keys.
Yeah.
Amen. I want to say this evening, He is the key. He's that effectual key. He's that only way, praise God, that'll save us from death.
Yeah.
He's the only one, praise God. He's that door, praise the Lord, that we get through, and amen, in order to be saved, in order to miss heaven. Amen. He is that perfect peace. He is that perfect place. He's at that place where we can go when you can't go nowhere else. I was sitting there thinking while they was singing, while Sarah was singing. You know, so many times in this world, it seems like you're all alone, that there's nobody around. And so many times we have needs that seems that nobody can help us with. But I'm glad that there's a door that you can go to. Amen. And I will say it's always door number one. Amen. It should always be door number one, because that's a great door. It's an effective door. Praise God. And when we go through that, we bypass the adversaries, amen, of this messed up old world. The precious Lord Jesus Christ is there to meet us at the door and to usher us in.
Yep.
Amen. And we go in with a shout, praise God, not a pout. We don't have to be discouraged. We don't have to be disgruntled. Praise God, we can go in shouting and praising the glory of God. Because there's a door. John said, I looked and there was a door open in heaven. Amen. Praise God. I like that where he says, come up hither. Come into the presence of God. How are we going to get there? We're going to get there through the door. Any other ways as thief and robbers. I want to say, praise God, you can't get in except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said that door is, he said there's a lot of adversaries trying to block the door. Listen, young people, the adversaries of this world, the devil, the demon of hell, won't want you to have a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Oh, hello? They won't want you to have a close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. They won't want you to come in through that door where you'll find peace and happiness and joy. Because if you come through that door, that great and effectual door, praise God, and you find all these things, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it'll change your life.
Yeah. Amen.
Our relationships at home will change. I mean, just overnight, quick, fast, and hurry. When we step through that door, that great door, and that effectual door, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, amen, when that door's open in heaven to us, we realize that, praise God, the Lord owns it all. And He's opened up heaven to us. Amen. And we take door number one. Oh, poor old Monty Dupuy, he died the other day. He was the one that done that Price is Right. You know, you could pick this door or that door. But I want to say glory be to God, there's only one door.
Amen.
And that's the door of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we pick Him, the adversaries, everybody, they're around. They're trying to dissuade us. They're trying to discourage, trying to get us to go a different way. Amen. That's a tactic of the devil. There is no other way. Amen. John said, I saw a door open in heaven, praise God, and that's the way to get in. Jesus done told him, he said, John, I've got the key. Amen. Hell and sin will keep you out of heaven. Amen. Let me say it again. Death and sin will keep you out of heaven. Death and sin will send you to hell. But Jesus says, praise God, you don't have to go that way. I've got the key.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He's got the key to health and hope and happiness and life everlasting.
Amen.
Praise God. So when the adversary rises up and they say, you know what? There's no sense in you even trying. Praise God. You are just looking between me and me and say, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm going to step through the door. I'm going to trust in the Lord. And I'm going to get me some help. I want to go out of here shouting praises of God. Amen. I won't be one that finishes well. John's on the Isle of Patmos. He'd done been beaten and dipped and everything else, about everything you could do to him. He said, well, the only thing we ain't tried with this old boy to discourage him is isolation. So what we'll do is we're going to take him and we'll isolate him. We'll put him out there on the Isle of Patmos. They ain't nothing on that island but rocks and lizards. Amen. And we'll put him on there. See how he likes that. Oh, John got out there on the Isle of Patmos. God began to talk to him. Thought he'd be out there all by himself. Praise God. He had whole heaven there. Amen. The whole heaven, praise God, was there. God was there with him. Amen. On that. It's better than we have. The adversaries that we have in this world, amen, they're there everywhere we look. Praise God. But when we get one-on-one with God, all the adversaries have to flee. And they thought, we'll get old John, praise God, but they put him on that aisle there by himself. Amen. Just him and God. Amen. Like Malachi, I believe, sung that song. Just me and God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When it's just you and God, you can communicate. You can work things out. You can see the light. Amen. You can see the door, praise God.
Amen.
And you can enter in and there in peace and hope and joy. And that prosperity. All those things that we talked about this morning. That God gives to those that will come through the door. And come through and praise God, shouting and praising and giving God glory. Amen. We see the door. We seize the door. Amen. Praise God. So, and we enter into the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'm standing at the door to knocking. Praise God. He said, if you'll just open unto me, he said, I'll come in and sup with you. He said, you with me and me with you. Praise God. He said, that don't get no better than that. You'll get to eat manna from heaven. But praise God, we got to realize that He is that door. An effective door. A great door. It's opened for me and you. In this dark, dismal air that we live, when we're getting ready to leave out of here to be with the Lord, amen, we ought to be leaving by the door. Amen. There's a lot of folks are thinking about all these different ways that they're going to go out of here. Amen. You can go out of here by a lot of different ways. I mean, you go out of here by a heart attack or a stroke or cancer or all kinds of different ways to die and leave this old world to pass on out of here. But I want to say, praise God, there's one way to leave, and that's through the door, praise God, through Christ Jesus, your Savior. He said, I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. Praise the Lord. He said, I looked. He said, that door's open. And I want to say, God's opened up to us today, praise God. He's opened up to us. He's opened us a door. He's made us a way, and to get right to come right into the portals of glory. I told you this morning, took that middle wall of perdition, that curtain that was hung up, praise God, He split her down the middle. Amen? He split her down the middle, praise God, so that we could be set free. So we could have an opportunity to come boldly before the throne of grace.
Amen?
That we could come boldly before the throne. Why? Because there's a door that's open. Amen? That door that's open, praise God, allows us to come right into the throne of grace. Come into the presence of God. Comes into the presence of holiness. And we can come today. You and I, praise God, we can come today as long as we come through the door. There's no other way. There's no other way to get there. You can try to manipulate. You can try to get there every way you want to try to get there, but it will not work. But I want to say today, praise God, if we'll go through the door, which is Christ Jesus, our Savior, praise God, we'll enter into that place of peace and happiness and joy that God's got for us, and it's just right over there. Amen. We're striving, we're struggling, we're trying to do the best we can, but we're not looking for the door. I want to say this evening, listen, we're gonna wrap this thing up, but I want to say, praise God, we got to be looking for the door. If we're gonna get a hold of God, if we're gonna hear our prayers answered, then we've got to be looking to the door. Got to be looking for the door, praise God. That way of entering in, that's Christ Jesus our Lord. Coming by Him, through Him, to a place where we can enter in, where we can have our prayers heard, and where we can have our prayers answered for the glory of God. Amen.